Hello and welcome to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Brian Bielanski. On the show today, feeding the people in need at the LA Mission, and a hotly contested race for Congress now has a winner. But first, millions of travelers around the country were hopping in cars and grabbing flights to head out for the Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, that usually means fighting the crowds. John Baird was at LAX all morning long.
It's never easy traveling over the holidays. For one thing, just getting to LAX can be quite an adventure. And then it's a mad dash to get to the gate, especially if you'd been caught in traffic on the 405 or the tunnel was a complete bottleneck. You just hope you get there before they close the doors.
Can I see your boarding pass? Excuse me, can I see your boarding pass?
One airport worker named Kent tells me that travelers sometimes bring just way too much with them. You only get one carry-on and a personal item that is supposed to fit under the seat in front of you.
It's really key to have things be the right size before you go, because if people do get upset, I mean, it can be frustrating for you, it can be frustrating for everybody involved.
Yeah, the one bag has to fit under your seat, the personal item.
Right, that's right.
And the carry-on can't be bigger than a carry-on. It's got to be.
Yes.
Right, so it can go in the overhead bins.
Yeah.
So you could be doing a little reorganizing or throwing stuff away or, worst case, paying to have the bag checked. Meantime, you're just trying to get home, like one man named Tyler, who was heading to the Bay Area to see the fam after trying to maneuver through all the hassles that go with flying.
I mean, it's not ideal, but it's expected every year, so you put up with it, but it does always suck.
So lastly, at the dinner table, will politics be off the table?
If I was a betting man, I'd say they're probably on the table. We'll see.
It'd be turkey flying a little bit.
We actually do steaks now instead of turkey, so we switched it up.
That sounds pretty nice.
It is. It's the best.
Maybe the steak will help with the ruffled feathers when somebody starts talking politics. There's nothing like a big family get-together on a major holiday to remind you of some of the reasons why you chose to move so far away in the first place. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. At LAX, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
For the next 3 days, those in need will have a chance to have a good meal and get needed services at the LA Mission. Pete Demetrio reports caring for people begins with food.
Dozens of tables were set up on Fifth Street. Men, women, families sitting down to enjoy hot food. The LA Mission's executive chef, Eric Grant, looked over the crowd.
I'm anticipating higher numbers. I did expect an influx just due to the economical situation the country's in right now.
What is it? Is it more single people? Is it more families? What are you seeing?
I see a mixture of both. What I'm seeing more of is actually upper middle class people coming down to get food.
Really?
Yes.
No idea why.
I just think because of inflation. I think because of the high cost of food. It's a little bit easier to eat down here than it is to buy food.
When it comes to the numbers, 3,600 pounds of turkey, 1,900 pounds of mac and cheese, collard greens, mashed potatoes, stuffing, a peach crisp dessert that'll be served up over a 3-day period. And then for some, it's getting a bag of essentials or even clothing, anything to ease the problems of life on the streets. At 5th and Main Street, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The day before Thanksgiving, there's one thing you can bet on. People lined up at honey-baked ham stores all across Southern California. Karen Adams reports from one in Northridge, where the line stretched a couple of blocks.
The workers here tell me people came out as early as 4:30 in the morning to grab their ham. Some folks brought lawn chairs, friends to take up the time. Many looked tired. I spoke with this woman as she left, and she was all smiles.
We did the prepaid line, I waited like about 10 minutes.
A lot of people are regretting not prepaid.
Yeah.
Is that the way to go?
It definitely is. You know, you just walk right in, you wait about 5 to 10 minutes, and you get your order, and you're good to go.
Do you do this every year?
Yes, we do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the honey-baked ham? You need to have the ham for Thanksgiving.
Just the flavor itself, just the honey glaze on the ham. It tastes so good. Yeah, we're obsessed with it.
It seems a lot of people are obsessed with this ham. Every now and again, I caught a whiff and it smelled so good. The line stretched all the way back down the street. And when you get to the front, you enter a queue like at an amusement park. So the lesson learned for many folks here is to pre-order and to prepay. And the prepaying is the key to avoiding having to wait in long lines. In Northridge, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're seeing an increase in DUI drivers.
CHP officers will be out in full force starting at 6 o'clock Wednesday night, looking for drunk, high, or reckless drivers. Emily Valdez reports from Glendale.
For whatever reason, more people are getting behind the wheel high or drunk than in recent years past. So until Sunday at 11:59 p.m., there will be 2 to 3 times as many CHP officers patrolling the freeways and highways. Something else that's on the rise, road rage. Officer Luis Quintero.
We tell the people, you got to be patient. It's L.A. County. There's always going to be that traffic.
There's always going to be that one person.
One person. So a lot of the times, what we, after further investigation, we tend to see that a person didn't mean to cut you off or a person didn't mean to, you know, offend you. So we say don't respond to aggression with aggression.
Last year over the Thanksgiving holiday, there were 32 Californians killed in DUI crashes. 6 of those killed were here in L.A. County. In Glendale, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
It was an early Thanksgiving for the animals at the City Animal Shelter in San Bernardino. Volunteers and staff got to work very early to make it happen, cooking rice, turkey, veggies, and even a special treat for all the dogs to eat safely. Animal Services Director Christine Watson on why they do it.
It's an opportunity for us to bring the community in on a day that we're celebrating and helping the animals. And you know, especially at this time of year when we have so many animals looking for homes, we want to invite people in to see them.
They also say you can make a special Thanksgiving meal for your pets at home. Just cook the meat and rice and veggies without seasoning or oils, and it should be safe for them to eat. We have a new race to call in a hotly contested congressional race that spans both L.A. and Orange counties. Democratic challenger Derek Tran has won the race for the 45th Congressional District. Tran has unseated Republican Representative Michelle Steele. Tran, a U.S. Army veteran and the son of Vietnamese refugees, will represent the 45th District in Orange County, which is home to a large Vietnamese-American community. This means an even tighter balance in the House. Steele previously flipped this seat in 2020, 2 years after a Democrat captured the seat in the 2018 midterms. Katie Hill has been appointed to the L.A. Homeless Services Authority by Supervisor Hilda Solis. LASA coordinates the programs for people experiencing homelessness. Hill was recently named CEO of Union Station Homeless Services, which serves people experiencing homelessness in the San Gabriel Valley. Prior to that, she served as deputy director of the Homeless Outreach Program Integrated Care System. She was also in the United States Congress. Solis said in a statement, "I know she will be a fierce advocate for our unhoused neighbors, especially in the parts of the county where resources are more difficult to find." The L.A. County Library System is offering up free fentanyl test strips as part of an ongoing effort to fight opioid overdoses. They give these out at naloxone clinics on Wednesdays from noon to 4 at 13 branches, including Compton, East L.A., Lancaster, Malibu, Norwalk, San Fernando, and West Hollywood. You dissolve a sample in water, dip the strip, and wait 5 minutes. Supervisor Janice Hahn was behind getting these clinics up and running and says young people are at risk and parents are scared. And she's glad the tests are now so accessible. That's the LA Local for November 27th. So what'd you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal@knxnews.com and give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. I am told that helps. If you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, tune into KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on the air. We are sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. I'm Brian Bolanski. Have a great day.